Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
The most news, weather, traffic, and sports to start your day. This is the Bo Thompson Morning Show.
Anderson makes the catch, May score.
Great honor to be in North Carolina.
We plan to take another step toward phase three.
On WBT and radio.com.
722 on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Bo Thompson here, rolling on. Coming up at 735, Brett Winterbull, who hosts afternoons 3 to 6, will join me for a debate preview tonight. And then the Wonder Twins, activating powers at 750. Kenny Smith, Trisha Cotham, with their preview of debate round one tonight. And again, you can hear that starting at 9 o'clock on WBT. And Winterbull has a pregame show starting at 8. But first things first, yes, we have the debate tonight, but we have a blood drive today. In fact, right down the street, corner of Mint and Moorhead at the Harris Teeter Doghouse, powered by Coca-Cola. And with me on the WBT hotline, the guy we've talked to a lot recently because he is right in the middle of this, spearheading this effort, Sean Flynn, back on the show. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Bo. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I hope you are ready for a big day down the street here. A blood drive we've been talking about, and now's the time to make it happen.
Absolutely, and we really appreciate you guys having me on and publicizing this and helping to save lives.
Absolutely, and it's quite the effort you have endeavored upon this past month or so. 30 blood drives in the month of September, and this is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and blood donations, very, very important in treating pediatric cancer patients. You know that because your son went through that and had numerous blood transfusions. So this is a cause near and dear to your heart. And the last time I talked to you, Sean, I think you said you were at 38 when the original goal was 30. So where do we stand on this Tuesday morning?
Well, I believe we're now up to 41 drives total. And in terms of actual donors and donations, this past weekend we hit over 600 donors, and we fully expect to make it up to 800.
That's awesome. And I think last time you were in studio, you said you're at 38, and I looked at you and said, why not 40? And you said, why not? And so now 41. And so what do we need to know? Listeners right now to WBT, and I've been part of this station basically my whole professional life, when the need is out there, WBT listeners, use the power of the 50,000 watts for the good, and they step up. So what do they need to know today as far as this latest blood drive?
Well, the blood drive, the need for blood is very critical right now. The hurricane shut down a lot of blood drives, so we absolutely need the blood. So for your listeners, if they could just go to the doghouse in Uptown and all day today from 9 to 5 p.m., there'll be two buses there. They'll have to sign in. They'll do a full health training, making sure they're good to go there. And then it should take about a half hour, 45 minutes. And that one donation will go to help save three patients' lives.
And those listening that may have a bit of trepidation about giving blood during this pandemic, and everybody's worried about social distancing and germs and the virus. So what can you do? What can you tell us about how, you know, the precautions that are on top of what's already in place?
Right, but before you even step foot on the bus, they're going to take your temperature. They're going to do a full health screening. These buses normally can do five blood donations at a time. They're limiting it to just two to make sure everybody can remain socially distant and not have to worry about that at all.
And I remember last time you were here, you were telling me that not just one of the One Blood Big Red buses, but two of them. So even though, you know, it'll be reduced capacity because of the pandemic, we'll have all the capacity we need to take care of everybody who comes down there today.
Yeah, absolutely. I checked up the signups, and there's plenty of times for people to donate throughout the entire day.
And do you need to schedule your time before you go?
Normally they prefer that, but at this point they don't have signups day of. So at this point you just need to drive down there and knock on the bus. Actually, there'll be a table down there and sign in, and it shouldn't be too long, honestly.
Okay, so just a few hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the two buses will be there at the Harris Teeter Doghouse. That's right across from the stadium, powered by Coca-Cola Harris Teeter Doghouse, and that's the corner of Mint and Moorhead. Anything else we need to know?
All I want to tell people is if they're ever worried about it, it really doesn't hurt. It's like getting an IV. It's one quick pinch. And just think about it, in 5 to 6 minutes, you could be saving someone's life, and it is absolutely worth it.
How often can you give blood, Sean? Like, if somebody's wondering if I, you know, who gives blood a lot, how long do you have to wait between times when you give blood?
That's an excellent question. If you give whole blood, you have to wait 8 weeks in between. But if you give platelet donations, you can do it as quickly as a week. So I believe on the bus today they're only taking whole blood, but so it's 8 weeks in between.
So collecting donations of blood and plasma today.
Absolutely.
All right, good deal. All right, 9 a.m. is when it starts, and the Big Red buses will be there all day long collecting your donations. If people want to learn more about One Blood and the life-saving challenge, how can they do that?
Well, simply just go to oneblood.org. And you can find a donation center near you or a drive that's near you. We're coming up to the end of this campaign, so there's only one day left of this actual campaign, so there are a couple blood drives tomorrow. But for me personally, I don't care if it's One Blood or the American Red Cross. Just find somewhere near you where you can donate blood.
Hey, Sean, thanks for what you're doing, and I've enjoyed partnering with you in this, and I'll probably see you later today.
Absolutely, Bo. Thank you, and thank you to all your listeners, wherever they are. Donating.
Absolutely. That's Sean Flynn. And the blood drive is just hours away. It's 9 o'clock to 5 p.m. 9 to 5. Easy to get to, right there in front of the stadium. It's painless. Really is.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.